Yeah.
I was gonna say three.
That's my mic tech check.
Oh, is it?
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah. Well, 3, 2, 1, because it's New Year's.
Oh.
Yeah, we were recording.
I know, but I didn't know that you're gonna cut this part out.
Probably not, because it's funny to me.
Uh oh.
Do you realize how many intros I have that, like, we're just talking before we talk?
No.
It's fucking great.
I haven't listened to any yet.
Oh. 2015 month of movies recap. I'm Scott.
Yeah, and I'm Jason.
This year, I watched the 52 worst movies of all time.
And I watched 9 box sets.
So, we're just going to kind of recap.
Or collections, I guess. Some only have 3, so it's not really a box set.
They're collections.
Collections.
So.
Yeah, I think I wrote down collections.
Collections. We're just going to go through, just recap, recap the scores we gave, because...
Yeah.
They weren't lying. These are some bad movies.
Yeah.
These are some bad movies that I saw.
Okay. Well, I think I'm just going to go through and talk about the averages of the box sets.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll talk about box set, give the average, and then the best and worst movie in the box set.
Yeah.
Or collection. And then you'll just go through your ratings.
I'll go rate it from worst to best.
So the worst box set I watched... I should stop saying box set. The worst collection I watched was Killjoy. I gave it a 2.66 average.
Okay.
The best movie in that box set, I gave it a 3.5. The worst, I gave it a 2. Oh, the best one was Killjoy 3 with 3.5. Jesus. And the worst one was Killjoy 2 with 2. And the average was 2.66.
Wow. the worst movie I gave was Baby Geniuses with a 0.5. The only one that actually go below 1 on a scale from 1 to 10. So that was 0.5. And then for any movies I gave an actual 1 to was Meet the Spartans. And then 1.5 was Larry the Cable Guy, Health Inspector, Cat in the Hat, Cool as Ice, and Shanghai Surprise.
Those are all 1.5s.
Those are all 1.5s.
Okay, my second worst collection I watched was the Puppet Master collection.
Wow.
The average on that was a 5.
Whoa.
Which isn't horrible, but... So 5 was the average. The worst movie in that one was Puppet Master The Legacy with a 3. That was the clip show one.
Yeah.
That was a 3. I can't believe I gave it that high of a score.
Which Tony, one of our listeners, said he agrees wholeheartedly. That movie was a garbage pile.
Otherwise, the highest movie in that box set was a tie between Puppet Master 3 and Puppet Master Axis of Evil. Both of those I gave a 6. So 3 to 6, yeah. And it averaged 5.
For a 2 out of 10, the movies I gave 2s were Because I Said So, Down to You. Jesus Christ, those were such a long time ago. Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, It's Pat the Movie, Popeye, and Battlefield Earth. For 2.5 out of 10, Geely, Glitter, Catwoman, Ghoulies 2, Freddy Got Fingered, and Striptease.
Wow.
Oh, I'm cringing.
Okay.
I'm cringing.
I guess I should have said, I should have said this when I did it. So Killjoy contained 3 movies.
Oh, okay.
Puppet Master contained 9.
Wow.
Okay. So The Leprechaun contained 7 movies, and it had a 5.2 average. And The Leprechaun, the best movie in the Leprechaun series in my eyes was Leprechaun 3. The worst one was Leprechaun Origins. Leprechaun 3 I gave a 6.5. Leprechaun Origins. Leprechaun Oranges I gave a 4.
No.
So that was a 5.2 average.
We need to mix these movies.
I know. The Horse Within.
The Horse Awakens and Leprechaun Oranges. All right, for 3s, these movies gave a 3 out of 10. Bonfire of the Vanities, Showgirls, Blood Rain, Surviving Christmas, Cop and a Half. 3.5 out of 10 is Anaconda, Spice World, Burglar, Hudson Hawk, Surf Ninjas, Barbed Wire, and Heaven's Gate.
See, even I forgot about some of these movies. Luckily, I didn't see them. The next box set was Star Trek, which contained 6 movies, averaged 5.25. The best Star Trek movie was Star Trek 4, and the worst one was the original Star Trek with a 4.5. Oh, did I say highest one was 6? I gave it a 6. Star Trek 4, I gave a 6. Star Trek 1, I gave 4.5.
Now, how many were in that again?
There were 6 of them.
Okay.
And I 5.25. 5.25.
That's almost a point a piece.
Yeah. No, it's less than a point a piece. Yeah. That's not how averages work.
I know. Okay, these are 4 out of 10. Cool World, Jury Duty, Nothing But Trouble, Dirty Love, Captain America, the 1990 version, The Exorcist 2, Heretic, and then 4.5, Swept Away, that's the Madonna movie, and Rhinestone.
Okay. My next box set, I'm going from worst to best in case I didn't point that out. My next box set was Chucky Collection, and that contained 6 movies, and it averaged 6.58. I guess I could have just said 6.6. And the best movie in that collection was a tie between Bride of Chucky and Curse of Chucky, which I gave a 7. And the worst one was The First Child's Play with a 6.
Wow, the first one is the worst?
Apparently.
Wow.
It did get better as the series went in this case.
Once it became sentient and...
This is an instance the second one's better than the first.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't know if it really was, though, but it was more entertaining.
These movies are 5 out of 10. All About Steve, Waterworld, Drop Dead Fred, Maximum Overdrive, Mr. Magoo, Ishtar, and Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. I did review. I gave Maximum Overdrive and Tequila Tomatoes the same price. Same price. Whatever. 5.5 out of 10 I gave to 1941 and Perfect. What's happening over there?
I fucked up something again. Oh no.
Is math problems?
Apparently my favorite Alfred Hitchcock movie is Chappie.
That'd be a very different movie.
Oh no, I think I might have done the average wrong then.
Uh oh. Of all of them or just the box set?
That box set.
Why did that? How did Neil Blomkamp back down to 2 movies.
Oh shit.
Alfred Hitchcock's Chappie.
Oh god, I don't know how fast I can do this.
Are the math?
5. There's 14 movies in this box set.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's... You counted that as one collection?
The Alfred Hitchcock collection.
Holy shit.
Is 14 movies.
The sad thing is, I only have a few movies left because, dear God, there's not a lot of good ones in my movie collection that I saw. Oh, the suspense is killing me.
That rearranged my order quite a bit.
Did it?
Where'd my pen go? Okay, so...
I could edit this all out, but I'm not gonna. It makes it longer.
Yeah. So technically, the Alfred Hitchcock collection was worse than the Chucky collection.
Wow, you're gonna get a lot of fanboys mad at that.
But the average... Okay, there's 14 Alfred Hitchcock movies in this box set. It still came out at 6.46.
Okay.
So instead of 6.5, it's 6.4. It's not that big of a difference. But now I got to figure out what the best movie in the collection. There's a 3-way tie between Saboteur, Vertigo, and Family Plot. I gave a 7.5.
Okay.
The worst movie was Topaz with a 4. That's what brought the average down, was that Topaz movie, which was horrible. Sorry if you like that movie, but yeah, so that was a 6.4 4.6. It's just a dyslexic score. It's not that far
off. Maybe if the people are dyslexic, they hear it different.
Well, because it was a 6.64, and now it's a 6.46. Sorry.
All right.
I was like, best movie. Chappy. Uh-oh. I copied the wrong line. Oh, shit.
These are the movies I gave a 6 out of 10 to. Red Sonja and Howard the Duck. I gave a 6.5 out of 10 to Adventures of Pluto Nash. Those are my 6s. What's your next box set?
My next box set was the classic horror movie, the classic Universal Monsters collection.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to borrow that, by the way.
There's 8 movies, and it averaged 7. So it averaged 7 out of 8 movies. So it's pretty good. The worst movie in the box set was The Mummy. The best one was...
What did The Mummy
get? With the 6. Sorry, with the 6. Worst with the 6. The best was a three-way tie between Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, and Creature of the Black Lagoon. I gave 7.5.
Nice.
So that was 8 movies and an average 7.
Speaking of 7, these are the movies I gave a 7 out of 10 to. Judge Dredd. Your turn.
All right. The next box set was Star Wars. 3 movies.
Okay.
7.5 was the average. The best one was New Hope. The worst one was Return of the Jedi.
All right.
And I got one more collection.
These are the movies I gave an 8 out of 10. Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows.
All right. And the Alan Moore collection I gave an 8 average. It was an average of 8. which, there's 3 movies in this box set. The worst movie was Constantine with a 7. The best movie was a tie between V for Vendetta with an 8.5 and Watchmen with an 8.5.
Oh, you're just all over the board with that one, aren't you?
It's like 3 movies, and 2 are the best and 1's the worst.
So,
the overall worst box set was Killjoy. The best one was Alan Moore.
The average of all the 52 movies of mine, guess?
I'm going to say 4.5.
3.5.
Ooh, that was close.
3.5, 8, 6, 5, so on and so forth. But basically, my list came out to a majority of 3.5 for goodness. But I realized I never did this for the best movies last year.
Mm-hmm.
I did it right here. A 7 was the average. Only because I had a couple movies that were 4s. But yeah, holy shit, this year... Bad movies, 3.5. I don't know how I could choose a worst selection of movies to watch for next year. Speaking of...
Oh, yeah.
This is what we're going to do for next year, because I did the best movies and the worst movies.
Yeah, so what do you follow that up
the
with?
Most mediocre... No.
The most average movies.
The most... All the movies that broke even at the box office.
It's... The ones that people either loved or hate.
Oh, Jesus. We're going to watch... I don't know.
But what are you doing next year for 2016 month of movies?
2016 month of movies. Like I said, this year I did the worst. Last year I did the best. I'm like, okay, that kind of just spreads the field? Whatever. It covers a lot of bases there, because these are the ones you should see, these ones you shouldn't see. Now I'm going to treat myself, because I had those 2 decks of cards, I don't have a 3rd deck, so I like horror movies, as you can tell from all the other movies that weren't on my lists from the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what I decided to do is...
Whoa.
I know. I'm moving around. One day when I was bored... I went on Google, I typed scariest movies of all time.
Ooh.
And I clicked on every link on the first page of Google, and then I compiled them all into a spreadsheet, and I came out with...
Ones that were on multiple, or...
Yeah. So, for instance, this movie was on the list once, this movie was on 3 lists, this movie was on 8 lists... And so on and so forth.
So you're doing all of them, or you're just doing the highest list, the most lists?
Here's what my plan was. Because after I compiled it all together, I came up with 101 movies.
Holy crap.
Nine of them, though, I have seen and reviewed in the past 2 years.
Okay.
Of none of those movies. So those nine I saw already. 45 of them on the list I have already seen besides the other nine.
Holy crap.
So I've already seen, on this 101 list, I've already seen 54 of them.
Okay.
Which leaves 47 left.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But I liked the whole 52 because it's one per week.
Wait, 47 you said?
Yeah. So what I was thinking was, some of these movies, for instance, like...
I could lend you the box set with the classic monsters at 7.
Well, there's a few on here that are in that list, but I've already seen Frankenstein and so with that.
Okay.
But there's a few on here I've seen once, and I remember liking them, but they might not be movies that other people have seen or heard of.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to grab a few of them that I've already seen and toss those on.
But yeah, just go off the list you have already.
Yeah.
And then see how the end of the year works.
And then, yeah, I'm going to make it even 52 or 52 if I can. I just broke my pen.
Oh, no.
So from now on till the end...
Just all horror movies.
I'm going to call it the scariest movies of all time list, but with an asterisk. But you people know what that asterisk is, and if you don't, then you should have listened to this episode.
Well, it's just a compiled list and merged them.
Yeah.
So, okay, and it's kind of funny that he says that, because next year, we're going to, like, isolate a lot of people who don't care about horror movies.
Yeah.
So this year, I started going through box sets of movies I have, and I went through a lot of the mainstream ones. And then I realized I have a whole bunch of these, like, horror collections. Like, this is four random movies on this set. This is, like, nine random movies in this box set and stuff. So I'm going to go through all of my horror sets, which comes out to, like, what did I say, 51?
Yes.
I think it's, like, 51 total on this list. So it's, like, stuff that... is on the cheap movies. So it's like, you go and there's like the bargain bin. You're like, oh, this one has House on Haunted Hill. This one has Satan's School for Girls. This one has Night of the Living Dead and stuff. So I'm just going to go through all my horror box sets next year, I think. Which some of them have really bad ones in it, but...
I already watched Night of the Living Dead. I don't worry about that.
I already watched it, too, but I'm going to watch it again.
It's true. Yeah, that's why, like, because... Like I said, there's a few on here that I've seen, but... For instance, I saw The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing. Amazing movie. I might toss it back on there to watch it again. Because I haven't watched that in many, many years. Or, like, you know, figure out... Because... I think one of the highest movies on here was Exorcist, and I just saw that like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Because that was on 8 different lists.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, yeah, I'll probably mention that too when I watch them, because...
And if any of those that happen to be on your list are in my box sets...
I know of at least two.
Then we could watch them on the same month.
But I'm going to have to... But there's some of them that are, that you've already did for last year, so I'll do a brief... I don't want to watch them, because right here, look at that, there's a Edward Hitchcock, Alfred, whatever.
I watched a lot of Hitchcock's.
Yeah, well, with all the birds.
One of my least favorite ones.
Yeah. And the problem is, like, I know at least four of these are Japanese. So that should be good.
So that's what we have in store for 2016!
I'm excited, man, though. I'm excited to watch these.
I have a feeling, like, partially through the years, I'm going to get sick of watching shitty horror movies.
Yeah. Welcome to my last year.
Yeah, but these aren't supposed to be shitty.
Yeah. Well,
they're just cheap because they lost their copyright.
Yeah. But some of those are... I know some of those are classics. If some of these weren't good, they wouldn't remake some of them.
Yeah.
You know? Wait. Rewind that. I meant... If some of these are as bad as you think, they wouldn't remake them because they want to remake them, make more money, you know.
But this is
Cat.
It's got the Ginger Dead Man 3.
Oh, shit. We watched that one, didn't we?
Yeah. We watched, like, a couple movies on this, but not many.
Oh, fuck, man.
I don't remember which ones we watched. I remember that one.
Ginger Dead Man. That was the disco one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And the porn star that didn't even show her boobs in it.
Yeah. They got one that's Paranormal Entity. I wonder what they're trying to get the people.
I don't know. I think there's, like, the three of those from Netflix.
I just love how all of these are, like, under 90 minutes.
Hey, look at that. That's one positive thing.
Nope, that one's 100. That was 45 minutes.
Look at this. You gotta learn so much. Just kidding.
I think that was that TV show.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to be quite an interesting little spiel you got there.
Yeah. So, but with that, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Cut and print.
Is that what you File say? That under 2000.
That's what you do at the end of the movie, right? Cut and print? Print? Print it?
I don't know, maybe.
I never did a real movie before. File. Put it. Check this out on our new releases. I don't fucking know. That's the end of the year.
End of the tour.
End of the tour.